43 pictures of Union camps, battlefields, and soldiers are now on the walls at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. These prints are rare because they were made directly from glass negatives in the 1860s and because many show African Americans serving as Union soldiers. The pictures belong to 79-year-old Judy Narell, a former lobbyist who lives in Washington, D.C.
I never really focused on the Civil War to the degree, perhaps, that I should, because I didn't want to.
Narell addresses an audience during the exhibit's opening weekend at the museum. Narell grew up in the South and remembers seeing many statues memorializing the Confederacy, but she says these objects tend to romanticize the grim reality of the war.
We lost, and that's the part that has been terribly difficult to assimilate. There were terrible economic consequences to that.
Narell says she struggles between her love of the South and her contempt for its history of slavery and segregation. A few years ago, she found some clarity after reading a book about the last month of the Civil War, most of which happened near a Virginia farm she owns. Soon after, she discovered a way to express her feelings about civil rights, the war, and her love of home. It happened when she bought a set of 4 pictures of the 2nd Regiment of the United States Colored Light Artillery taken in 1864. She found it at the annual Association of International Photography Art Dealers show in New York.
I've always used visual images to speak, sometimes because people can read an image the way you can never read a book or hear a lecture. No matter whether you're educated highly or not at all, it talks to you. It tells you what it was like.
She continued to seek out Civil War prints, especially those featuring African Americans. By 2012, she had enough for a museum exhibition and called it Shadows of History. The Cedar Rapids Museum of Art is the 4th gallery to host these fragile pictures. One thing not seen in these pictures are any of the 600 Iowa Union soldiers of African American descent. Civil War historian Ken Lifetog from the University of Northern Iowa says a photo does exist of the 60th United States Colored Infantry, but it was taken after the war. Lifetog says many significant aspects of the Civil War weren't photographed during the conflict.
We always fall into this idea that the Civil War was fought between Washington and Richmond. Part of that was because the greatest newspapers are in the East, the government is in the East, the fight for the capitals is in the East. So when you get to photo exhibits, it also is Eastern dominated.
But unexpected photos are discovered, like an image unveiled this weekend in Virginia of a slave who is identified by name. Slaves are almost never mentioned by name in any photos. This exceptional print was discovered in England, of all places, during a rummage sale. This is exactly the kind of photo Judy Narell would love to add to her collection. While Narell is focusing on finding vintage pictures, she says every Civil War exhibit is important.
It's important because we don't forget, and we all live in part in the reflection of the Civil War, or so I would argue.
Shadows of History is in the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art through January. In Cedar Rapids, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.